I'm already happy because I just had an experience I've never had before. Taking my own food. Eat a spoonful of it, unadulterated. In this season of Makan Kakis, we're in JB. And now I'm about 5 minutes away from KSL. And I'm about to check out Anas Limo R Nasi Padang with my foodie friend, writer and JB resident, David Niao. I think he's inside. I'm going to go meet him now. Okay, my mouth is watering. I already see a really big spread of delicious things. There's egg, there's chicken, there's fish. I think that's my favorite. That's paru. All the curries at the bottom. There's rendang. Wow. Hi.
Hi.
Hello.
Are you ready to order?
Yes.
All right, come on in.
In?
This side.
In? What do you mean in?
Serve yourself.
No, what?
Self-service. They'll give you a plate of rice and then you help yourself to what you want.
I've never experienced this before. I can't believe I'm behind the glass now. Look at all the food. I have a great view of all the food for a change. Everything is just laid out for you. And you just scoop it and help yourself. I love this. Let's grab our food. I think I'm really gonna go for the more unusual things that I've not had in Singapore. Sliced beef, lamb, ayam rendang. Ooh, okay, this is ding ding. Potato chips.
And there's more over here.
Oh no. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 things.
Would you like some sambal hijau?
Yes, please. Like by far the most fun I've had in ages at a nasi padang stall. And you're saying that this is normal. This is what you always have in JB.
I'd say 9 out of 10. You help yourself.
I like that.
It's a nice feel.
Definitely got that homey kampung feel.
Mm-hmm.
All right, shall we dig in?
As promised, here's the crispy ding ding.
Okay, and I will split my gravy. Gravy ding ding.
Actually, there's too much to choose from when I bring my family here.
Right.
Say, oh, I really want that. Yeah. Okay, you get it, then I'll have some of yours and I'll trade with you.
That is the joy of nasi padang. This is the beef stomach. Are you game to try this one? How do you feel about stomachs?
Oh, unfortunately, I don't eat in it.
You don't eat it? More for me. Little bit of the nasi with the gravy. You can see the honeycomb pattern of the stomach. Savory, satisfying. So, David, what is it about this nasi padang joint that keeps drawing you back? Because this is one of your favorite spots, right?
This restaurant, I then found out, has been around like 40 years. I mean, the owner now is the son of the founder, second generation.
Mm-hmm.
So his father came from Padang.
Right.
So this is legit Padang cuisine.
I totally thought that this place was called Arnas Limo R. So I was looking out for the fleet of shiny cars. It's the Minang dialect for lima, five, because there are five children, right? That's really cute. It is a family business. And I think that's exactly why the food tastes so home-cooked. It's very family style.
My mom, when my parents come over from Singapore,
mm-hmm.
she's actually said she dreams of this place. So when they come over here, sometimes she's like, we have to go to Arnas Limo R.
Yeah.
The variety is just mind-blowing.
Mm-hmm. David, what did you get? I was so busy eating, I didn't even look at your plate.
I love korma. Eggplant and ding ding. I am gulai. It's not too sharp, not too spicy. It's refined. The ding ding is good.
Wow! I love that crunch.
Very crispy. Wow.
With a hint of the chili.
That is phenomenal. And of course, the sambal hijau.
Must have condiment. This is the one that takes everything over the top. It's really well seasoned, got lots of flavor, and the green chilies have just been cooked down till tender. Very flavorful. So what else can I offer you from my plate? Would you like some beef rendang? Ah, I haven't had the rendang yet.
That's good.
So tender. Literally, I just dropped my spoon on it and it just melted apart. Look at that. And
it's not too overpowering.
Yeah.
It's lovely.
Very much milder, not the spicy kind of rendang that we're used to.
And locally, a lot of people know this as the balai bomba or bomba nasi padang.
Bomba?
Bomba is fire brigade because we're right next to the Larkin Fire Station.
Oh, I do see it. It's right over there. So this is the iconic landmark, and that's how you know you're in the right area.
We're right in between Larkin and Taman Abad, which is better known as KSL area,
okay.
And what's known as JB's Cafe Alley. So for a coffee and maybe another bite, I'll take you to another place from here. 5-minute drive.
Okay, nice. Not far away at all. Let's eat up and let's go for our next food adventure. Wow, it's a cafe in a house. Oh my gosh, let's take photo. Come, let's go here. Smile. Wow, David, nice cafe. I feel like this is very on trend. I would call this demolition chic. And they've even left some of the original architecture. What is this place famous for?
The owner's mother was doing this about 12 years ago, and she opened this cafe to keep the mother's recipe alive.
This is their signature. It is the curry, and they've made it so crispy. Wow, that is some flavorful curry chicken. It's really thick, creamy.
JB's Cafe Scene is the place to experiment and try something new.
Very Instagrammable, smart. And how about, what about these drinks? Again, Instagrammable. Strong.
And what's the bear made
coffee.
Of?
I think that this bear is literally made of frozen kopi. So as it melts, instead of having ice dilute your coffee, your coffee stays just as strong. David, I really want to say thank you for today. It's been so enjoyable. You've shown me a really interesting slice of JB life, you know, from something very homey and kampung, that really down-to-earth, delicious nasi padang, to this trendy cafe street.
My pleasure. You're welcome to come back anytime. You're a friend.
Oh, no, I'm not a friend, though. Oh. I'm your makan kaki.